Hello, and welcome back to the Balanced Babe podcast. Today, we're diving all into gut health and leaky gut. And you might have heard of leaky gut before, maybe not, but this is also known as intestinal permeability. And some of these symptoms might include brain fog, gas and bloating, diarrhea or constipation, burning feeling in your gut, heartburn, fatigue, skin issues like acne, joint pain, and can also lead to more serious conditions like autoimmune related things. So I have had my own journey of healing leaky gut. It has been a long, frustrating, confusing journey, but it is so worth it. And I'm so excited to share some tips that have helped me the most. And it's really about having patience and just reducing the amount of stress on your body in whatever way you can. So, first of all, what is leaky gut? Leaky gut is what happens when the cells within your gut lining become inflamed and there becomes space in between them. So, in a healthy gut, we have these little tight junctions. Basically, our cells are tightly bound together. And over time, from things like stress, gut infections, toxin overload, and inflammatory foods, these tight junctions can become damaged and create space in between them. And when that happens, then toxins are free flowing through those cells and they make their way into the bloodstream, which causes widespread inflammation, triggers our immune system, it triggers our nervous system, so it creates more stress responses, more cortisol production, and it also goes through this process called hepatic circulation, where a lot of those toxins get recirculated into our liver and can cause more liver congestion, which then leads to a cascade of other symptoms and issues. So, as you can see, leaky gut can lead to a lot of different things. Can also lead to hormone imbalances because our liver is responsible for converting a lot of our hormones. Our thyroid hormone conversion happens in the liver. Estrogen metabolism happens in the liver. So if we have a lot of toxin overload, could be coming from the gut, then that can result in things like high estrogen, estrogen dominance, and other issues that can cause acne and other symptoms like that. So that's why it's so important to get these things under control. So what happens as well is within our gut, we have good and bad gut bacteria. And in order to have a healthy microbiome, we have to have both. If we have bodyguards in our gut, and these bodyguards are on high alert. They need to be able to let the good guys in and keep the bad guys out. But if they become overwhelmed and they have too many bad guys coming in, then they can't tell who's good or bad anymore, and they just start letting whoever in. The good guys, they go away. Maybe they come in little amounts, but then it just becomes a mess, basically. So what happens is when there's too much bad bacteria overgrown in the gut, they produce what's called LPS, which is known as lipopolysaccharides. And LPS is a type of endotoxin, which causes widespread inflammation. And so, as I just mentioned, when we have leaky gut, where the gut lining becomes inflamed and damaged from things like LPS and other toxins coming in through our mouths, through our skin, through the air, this all makes its way to the gut lining and causes more damage and inflammation. So then that LPS production will trigger even more of an immune response, more of a nervous system response, and causes more congestion in our liver. So that's why those are kind of the two main ways that our body gets in this chronic state of inflammation. And can again lead to more serious things like autoimmune conditions. And eventually it can affect our brain as well. So that being said, let's get into what you can do about it and how you can reverse your symptoms and heal your gut. So the number one thing that I want to emphasize is stress management. And you might hear this all the time. I know I remember hearing like, yeah, it's just stress. And I was like, yeah, okay. Yeah, but like, it's not just stress. Like there is other things. And yes, that's true. But if you can't get your nervous system under control, then you can't heal. Like it's just as simple as that. So in order to do that, you need to learn how to regulate. And this is done through all these other foundational practices, but one of the most powerful ways is through meditation. And that's because it helps to regulate our gut-brain axis. Our gut and our brain are super interconnected. We have a lot of our feel-good hormones, our neurotransmitters are actually produced in our gut. So things like serotonin and dopamine, the majority of them are produced in the gut. And so if we have chronic stress responses going on in our environment, we have high cortisol, that triggers inflammation in our gut as a result, and vice versa. Like I just mentioned with leaky gut, if we have a lot of toxins being passed through, activating our nervous system and our brain, then that will also cause a stressed state and our body's not going to be able to find balance for long. So meditation, daily meditation is what I recommend. First thing in the morning when your brain is the most susceptible to meditation because your brain waves are closest to theta, that is the easiest time in my opinion to meditate. So like first thing when you wake up, do like 10 minutes either in silence, do some deep breathing, listen to a guided meditation on YouTube. If you can do that first thing in the morning, you will notice a big difference in your gut. Trust me, your digestion will be better, your skin will be better, and it'll allow you to make other changes that are supportive of healing. The second thing is to incorporate more healing foods like bone broth. For example, bone broth is really important for healing and sealing the gut lining. It contains a ton of collagen and what's the other one? Collagen and starts with the G. Oh my God, what is it? Collagen. Gelatin. And the second thing is to incorporate more healing foods like bone broth. Bone broth is really, really high in collagen and gelatin. And these, both of these things are really important for healing and sealing that gut lining. So you can either drink a cup of this first thing in the morning, which is a great way that I recommend. And you can put other things in it if you want to make it taste a little bit better. You can put some ginger, you can put some garlic or onion if you want, or you can use it to cook with. So you can make rice with bone broth instead of water. You can simmer your chicken or ground beef in bone broth, and or you can make hot chocolate bone broth, which is actually pretty good. It's like 3/4 or half a cup of bone broth, couple tablespoons of cocoa powder, and then you could put like a little maple syrup and some milk in there as well. So lots of different options there. That's just one example. And then the other thing is to reduce your toxin exposure. It is so, so important because you can't heal your gut in a state of inflammation if you're constantly being triggered in your environment by those toxins. So you can do this by switching and making sure you're prioritizing filtered water. So using reverse osmosis water, get a water filter, a Brita and a fridge filter are not good enough. I recommend if you're going to do the more long-term route, then invest in a reverse osmosis water filter under your sink. And, or you can do AquaTrue, they have an over-the-counter one that will have like a filter. You just have to change it out. Or third option would be using something like similar to a Brita, but it is a little bit more high quality and a little bit more expensive, but not bad. And it's by a company called Clearly Filtered. So those are the three things for water that I'd recommend. Water has a lot of like tap water and water that's fake filtered, like Brita and fridge water. They have really high amounts of heavy metals, which can affect your gut. So those are my suggestions for that. Also, cutting processed food and alcohol that are super inflammatory for the gut. All these fillers and gums that are in our foods affect our gut lining a lot. Alcohol, of course, don't even have to go into that, but it is a toxin, super inflammatory. It basically wipes out all of your good gut bacteria and allows the bad gut bacteria to become overgrown. Gluten is another huge inflammatory food for a lot of people, especially with leaky gut. You can actually see your gluten sensitivity on a GI map. That's a stool test that will allow you to see the balance of good and bad bacteria. And that leads me right into my last suggestion, is to pursue functional lab testing. This allows you to really fill in the gaps as to what's going on in your gut and have a plan of action by working with a practitioner. So a GI map is a stool test, as I mentioned, and it really does help to uncover maybe where the leaky gut is coming from. Because yes, leaky gut can cause a lot of those symptoms that I mentioned at the beginning, like brain fog, gas and bloating, diarrhea, constipation. But if you don't understand what's causing the leaky gut and how to heal it from what damage has already been done, then it's just gonna keep coming back. So the GI map is the first piece to work on those root causes that are shown through that, but then also working on the foundations and the other things I mentioned, like reducing toxin exposure and regulating your nervous system. The GI map can also uncover things like H. pylori, which is a bacterial infection in the gut lining that can cause very similar symptoms to leaky gut. Usually they're hand in hand, meaning you have H. pylori as well as leaky gut. And H. pylori can cause burping, bloating after meals, heartburn, acne, things like that. And then another thing the GI map can highlight is candida overgrowth. So yeast overgrowth that can cause some of the same symptoms, bloating. A lot of times with candida, you have white coatings on your tongue. You can have more commonly in women, yeast infections. You can have a dry, flaky scalp, skin conditions, eczema, things like that can all be tied back to yeast overgrowth. GI maps can also show things like parasites, and just inflammation in general, how well your body's digesting fats and proteins. And what I often see is, like I said before, a lot of these symptoms, they go hand in hand together. So you'll see someone that has really bad leaky gut symptoms, and they also have H. pylori, candida, really high amounts of inflammation. Their immune system is super low, meaning it's been chronically high for a long time and the body can no longer keep up with the amount of stress it's been under. So that's why I recommend always working with someone that you trust that can help you create a plan of action, because this is one of those things that there's more and more research is coming out that is coming out against leaky gut and how it is a root cause of more serious things like I mentioned before, autoimmune conditions, which can even lead to dementia and more, obviously, that's pretty severe. So if there's a way to heal leaky gut, and then obviously you don't want those symptoms anyways of gas and bloating, brain fog, it is possible to heal. And I am a living example. I've helped clients heal this as well. It's so, so powerful when you can reclaim your life back and be able to eat what you want and not be in pain. and not have brain fog, because for me, that was one of my most frustrating symptoms of not being able to think clearly and have good energy. So this is something that you would like to pursue healing. You want to get a GI map done and see what's going on with you. Then please send me a DM at @alignedbyavery. I would love to see if we can work together. And also, if you want more tips, then head to my bio on Instagram and download my glow up guide. I have tons of great information on there of how to heal your gut, balance your hormones, and just great tips and remedies in general, as well as some guided meditations and a whole Q&A library that you can go control F and search and find the answers to things that you're looking to heal. So if you enjoyed this podcast today, please, please, please rate this on Apple Music and Spotify. I would love to hear from you guys as well. If there's any key takeaways, please tag me in a story, post me, send me a DM. I would love to hear from you. So thank you for listening, and I will see you on the next one.